All right, Police Superintendent David Brown today announced a new 50-person gun investigations team in an effort to slow the flow of illegal guns into the city. He says they will conduct a series of investigations to try to stem that flow.
Whoever these third parties are, we're coming for you to charge you. We're coming for you to charge you. And we're going to use this $1 million fund to create tips to out you. Someone knows who's being paid as a third party to purchase guns for a violent person in the city.
That is Superintendent Brown talking about this new plan. And then he referenced the fact that some of the tips they're hoping is from the new tip line that Mayor Lightfoot announced last week.
So we specifically want the payouts to be around gun trafficking investigations. So if your tips leads to an arrest or an indictment or a conviction, there'll be several different layers of payouts that will be significant. We have yet to figure out all of the banking and third party, much like a Crime Stoppers, but we'll figure that out. But we want to take tips now from cpdtip.com.
Superintendent Brown earlier today. Okay, what does Alderman Ray Lopez of the 15th Ward think of that? He joins us on phone line now. Alderman, what do you make of that plan?
You know, a lot of this is still a make it up as we go along crime fighting strategy. And, you know, that has not worked so far under his administration, police department, or Lori's as mayor of the city of Chicago. We need concrete, real plans to put in place to help make Chicago unsafe. And to say that we're relying on $1 million tip fund, which we still don't even know how that would work with regards to executing warrants and other things, coupled with a new 50-unit team, I guess to compensate for the former gang unit he disbanded, it's all very questionable and dubious, in my opinion. You know, we had a system that worked. We had a gang unit that was specific to fighting those individuals who go for those weapons, who use those weapons in our communities, disbanded it, and now we're going to reinvent the wheel and hope that we have enough spokes to make it work.
Is he the guy for the job?
I don't believe he is. I've said numerous times that I think he should resign, that he should be fired. You know, he clearly is in over his depth when it comes to addressing the root causes of what's been going on in our city, the gangs in particular. I never hear him say that word. He's used every other word but that. And I couldn't imagine going to a doctor's office and having a disease that my doctor refused to name, but only focusing on the symptoms. And that's what we have here now.
All right. So earlier today, the mayor and this the group called Empowering Communities for Public Safety Coalition issued a joint statement saying that they had an agreement on this elected oversight board for Chicago Police. I just wonder, it does a number of things, but let's start with the fact that it would not have the power to remove the superintendent should this elected board feel that he or she should be removed. Do you support that?
Well, there's a lot of changes that have been put in this new quote-unquote compromise between the mayor and the advocates, and I'm really disappointed because we had met last Friday to hear this in Public Safety Committee. They said that there was a compromise then. They didn't share it with aldermen. They barely gave it to us a few hours ago to start looking at it. And my question is, with everything that's in there, you know, will this stop the public from questioning when something happens with CPD? Will the cries of conspiracy or the cries of favoritism or things of that nature be silenced by what we're producing? And I don't think they will be. I think the community was very specific in what they wanted. They wanted to have an elected body that has power to, one, deal with the hiring and firing of a superintendent as needed, as well as to craft public safety policy. And my understanding now is that not only is that not in there, but there's issues of whether or not it's even an elected board or appointed commission by the mayor.
Well, it sounds like she would appoint an interim civilian commission until the elections could be set up, and you know they would draw districts and things like that. That's my understanding of it.
Well, as we move forward and look and see how they're going to draw these things, because originally I think they were just using the police districts as their guiding force. You know, this is going to be an avenue in which more politicians are created. people who are going to be focusing on different things, manipulated by different interests. And at the end of the day, this entire exercise should have been about restoring the legitimacy of law enforcement in our neighborhood.
So it sounds like you don't want the elected board at all.
No, actually, I was fine with having an elected board being a part of this. But if it's going to not have the powers that people put into it, if you're still going to have an avenue for which people can criticize and question whether or not things are being adjudicated correctly and honestly, then what are we going through all this exercise for anyway?
Well, I would argue,
if we're not going to deal with the issues that people are worried about when it comes to civilian oversight, and you're still going to have all these unresolved questions, then we really would have failed in producing something that's functional and meets the call of the community.
I would say in fairness, though, that even if you come up with the perfect plan, there are going to be people who are not going to be confident in it and are going to be critical of it. Are there other major cities, I don't know the answer to this, Alderman, where there is an elected board that can that hires and fires the police superintendent?
I believe there are, I think it was in California, possibly L.A. or San Francisco is the model that they were using.
Okay.
I know there were some issues as to how extensive it was going to be in relation to some of the things that are done in other cities. I don't think there's, I think the model for oversight is something that they were using in the L.A. model for, if I'm not mistaken. As I said, this has been 4 years of discussion, so I could be off on which city.
Sure,
but
I understand.
Think that
that's
we have right. to find a model that works for the city of Chicago.
So what happens next? Well, this is being presented to you. When will your committee take it up, or will you have hearings before this, or how is it going to work?
So unfortunately, the compromise ordinance will be introduced tomorrow at 5 p.m., the day before city council, in which members in support of this in the mayor's office hope that that Alderman will, one, approve this out of committee in time for a 20-hour turnaround to be voted out by the full city council.
Do you think that'll happen?
For me, you know, I have some serious issues with this because this is a major piece of legislation. This is a major rewrite from what both the community groups and what the mayor had originally proposed. And it is really an affront to the democratic process to give such a short window of opportunity for everyone, whether they're for it or against it.
Well, then will you vote against it?
I have yet to decide that part.
Okay,
I haven't made up my mind one way or the other at this point. I know I was supportive when the coalition had presented their compromise ordinance. I didn't support the mayor's version, which was just a sixth layer on top of all the other layers of oversight that the mayor has control over. But I want to make sure that if this is something that is truly about civilians having the ability to participate, that we're able to do that in the right and proper way.
We're talking to Alderman Ray Lopez of the 15th Ward about a variety of police issues. Alderman, I've got 30 seconds left. Governor Pritzker, not a big surprise, but announced today he is running for re-election. What do you make of that, and are you ready to declare your unequivocal support at this moment?
My undying love for J.B. Pritzker. You know, I supported him when he ran for re-election. I was watching the video, his campaign announcement.
Sure.
It is without question that the governor, and indeed the mayor too, but the governor too, led this state in a way that I think was good considering everything that he was dealt with. Were there some mistakes? Yes, and I'm glad he acknowledges them. I think the question is, you know, has he learned from them, and can he continue to grow and push the state of Illinois forward? I'm fairly confident I'll be supporting him. He is a Democrat. I don't think there's going to be too many Republicans who can do more for the state than he has done as a Democrat. But I think that hopefully one Democrat to the other, you know, we have to be a state that grows. We can't just be a state that's become stagnant, and I want to see him take us in that direction, too.
Alderman Ray Lopez, always enjoy talking to you. Thanks very much.
All right, Dave.
We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.